Messiah became king of Judah and the south. 2 Chronicles 29 tells us how this young king refused to leave God for Assyria. Led his people to decide to depend only on Lord God. Only did what God called right. Opened temples, destroyed idols, repaired bad things Ahaz did. Refused to be like his daddy. Holy Hezekiah loved God with all his might. Only 25 when evil daddy Ahaz died. 727 BC was Hez's time. Hezekiah listened to God through Isaiah's words. Made people tear down high places where they'd worship false idols. 2 Chronicles 29 tells how Hez led people to God. Invited the Israel men to come back to Jerusalem. Holy Hezekiah loved God with all his might. Would you take a stand for God? Worship him no matter what the consequences were. God is holy. God calls you to be holy like him. 1 Peter 1:15 tells you to. Hezekiah stood up against leaders in the church, told them, "You shall clean your acts and sanctify yourselves." Warned that if they did not consecrate themselves to the Lord, holy God would turn his back to them and they would surely die. All the people worshiped God, bowed their heads and sang to God, gladly brought gifts to Lord God because their leader taught them why. Holy Hezekiah loved God with all his might.
God's word continues through the end of 2 Chronicles 31. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment, to seek his God, he did with his whole heart. So he prospered. But as the years passed, Hezekiah began to drift in his determination from age 25 to seek and follow God in holiness and to do his word. Hezekiah began to turn to foreign kings for alliances, trusting human diplomacy rather than God.
Would you take a stand for God? Worship him no matter what the consequences were. God is holy. God calls you to be holy like him. 1 Peter 1:15 tells you to.
14 years later, the king of Assyria, named Sennacherib, had conquered all the fortified cities of Hezekiah's kingdom of Judah. Then in Isaiah 36, God's word says that the Assyrian king sent a diplomat with a great army to Hezekiah's people at Jerusalem to preach at them to stop believing Hezekiah's faith that the Lord would again save them. Why do you care about what happened 27 centuries ago? Because this will happen to you if you do not determine to stay on your guard. People, and sometimes Satan, will tell you to question our great Lord's ability or willingness to save you, or even to question his very existence. Like the Assyrian king, they may ask, "Has any God really saved anyone?" When this happens, when, not if, because it will happen, look back to all that God has already done for you. Keep a list of prayer answers to prepare for the questioning times ahead that will come. Just as Hezekiah looked back and remembered all the times that the Lord had saved him, when Hezekiah chose to follow God's word in holiness rather than the human concepts of self-centeredness and self-reliance that ignores God's loving desire to help you. The end of this story is really cool. It's in Isaiah 36, 21. After God's enemy has preached and preached that Hezekiah is wrong to trust God, Hezekiah's people, the tribe of Judah, held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, do not answer him. And Hezekiah's nation of Judah was, with the tribe of Benjamin, one of only two of Israel's 12 tribes who showed their trust in Lord God and did not cease to exist.